Merrimack wins tonight over UMass by the score of 3-2 here at J. Tom Lawler Arena. So they win the first on the weekend against UMass. And joining us, Nils Walsh from the Warrior of the Game tonight with a total of, 31 saves. And it seems like the way you guys are playing lately is, this is going back a number of years. This is like Merrimack hockey. You know, the block shots, the guys in front of you. I mean, go back to earlier in the game, you had guys like Ethan Bono getting in there and blocking a pretty tough shot and remaining out there to do whatever he can. It took him a while before he was able to get off the ice finally. But, you know, that kind of thing seems like lifts the other guys in the team, lifts you up, and, you know, kind of leads to the way that you guys played and were able to win this game.
Of course. I mean, I think we came out a bit slow. They came out hotter than us. I think we responded really well. Like huge shots, which just gets everybody going, right? Mm-hmm. And then second period, we just kept going and trusted the process. And I think everybody believes in that. So I think that's why we won today. You know?
Good pressure from them. They obviously have several lines of guys that can put a have some good opportunities. Some guys who played in the World Junior Tournament, for instance, and it seemed like there was pressure there, but you were able to see the puck pretty well, especially right from the start of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to have fun out there, right? the guys out there really helped me today, blocking shots, covering the D zone. It really helps me a lot to see the puck up on the blue line and make the save. That's my job, so that's what I'm trying to do.
So 0-0 at the end of the first period. You guys get the lead there early in the second period. You didn't trail in the game. You had the lead or were tied most of the game. Seemed like that helps you guys.
I think it's easier to keep going, right? You don't have anything to think about at all. And if we stay in that state, I think we play our best hockey. And I look forward for tomorrow.
Good fight.
Two weekends in a row, you've played teams that are pretty good on the power play. I mean, I know BC's numbers weren't that great, but still, look at the talent they can put out there. UMass's power play was actually number two in the country coming in. What did you see on from their power play tonight that was, a challenge for you, but also the things that the guys did in front of you and what you were able to do to keep them off the board? Because them going 0-4 on the power play tonight was a big factor in the game.
Obviously everybody does their preparation, right? And then I think we just play hockey, all right? I think the D's, they helped me see the puck real well today, I think. And again, many blocks from the forwards up there, which was huge. I mean, sometimes it's hard to see the puck when there's 10 guys in front of you, right?
Yeah. It seems like since you guys came back from the break, everybody, including yourself, has been playing their best hockey this season. What's happened to make that be the case right now?
I think we just grown as a group, to be honest. Maybe the Christmas spirit helped us with that. And I think we grown as a group, and we trust each other. We trust the process, and we just want to fight for each other, and I think that's what makes us good.
You know, think back to earlier in the year. You guys, beginning of the year, you guys might not have won this game, but the way that you guys it seems like you're learning how to win close games, especially, league play. Every game is tough. UMass is another one of those top 20 teams in the country, and, finding a way to win a game at home in the third period. What's different now as opposed to, say, early in the season where you're able to find a way to pull this one out?
I think we just got more comfortable with playing closer games. I think early in the season we didn't trust our place as good as we do now. And I think now it comes as a flow. And I think we just go out there and have fun, and then it takes it from there.
All right, thanks a lot, Nils Walsh. We appreciate it. Warrior of the Game with 31 saves tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.